You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, good evening. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Thursday night on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Okay, don't yell at me because my Christmas tree is still up. I do have some time off this weekend, and that is my plan to take it all down. And you might be able to see, oh, it's on this side. I have started taking down stuff, and it's on my table. So I'm just kind of a mess here, but I am trying to undecorate for Christmas, but it's so hard because I love Christmas and the Christmas tree is so wonderful when it's all lit at night. I don't know about y'all, but it's one of my favorite things. So it is hard for me to take it down, but this weekend is the plan. So hopefully I'm able to do that. So anyway, welcome to Thursday night in 2026. Can you believe it? Wow. So for everybody that's returning, welcome back. All the new faces, welcome. My name is Robin. I am a healer and I am here to help you feel better. And hopefully I can do that for you tonight. As I was getting ready, it feels like I'm going to, like somebody needs a reading is what it feels like. So just so you know, like I will take callers. So if you are interested in being a caller for this show, send me a direct message or an email. You can go to my website, robinchaney.com, and send me a contact, you know, off the contact form, or you can email me at robin@robinchaney.com. And I can do readings because it's such a short amount of time. Like it's not going to be like a full reading and a full healing, but we will get to as much as we can. So, and I feel like, there are a couple of people that could use that. So please feel free to contact me so that we can get you on air and get you, you know, some healing one-on-one. All right. Looks like I have something in my hair. Which side is it on? This side. Okay. All right. Is everybody ready? All right. Let's start off Thursday nights with two deep breaths in. So let's just get comfortable. And on the count of three, we're going to take a deep breath in. One, two, three, deep breath in and release. And let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three, deep breath in and release. Oh, that feels good. All right. We have, man. Yeah. Somebody could really use some one-on-one with me. So please, call in for the radio. That's one way to get in with me pretty quickly, and it's for free. I also have a group live event coming up on the 24th of January. It'll be 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So that's available too, but that is $25 plus fees. So, but another way to get in with me pretty quickly and very inexpensively. And on the live events, I'm not able to read everybody, but I read as many as I can. And it does say it's just an hour, but like the last couple times it's been 3-4 hours. Okay. So I do stay extra if people need it. Okay. Yeah. Somebody has so much stress, like just like right here in the head. It's like, oof, so much stress. It's like they can't get out of it either. It's like constant worry. What's going on? What can I do? What's happening? I can't leave this, but I can't go there. Like it's like you don't see that you have choices because it's like you're feeling obligated to other people, people pleasing, right? But it's more than people pleasing. Like there's like this obligation factor that you feel that's like visceral. So it might be probably like family. right? It's give this visceral obligation factor that you have to what you're doing. And it's, honey, it's not worth the mental anguish. Like it, I wish you could find some peace. I do. And I wish you could realize that you have free will to make choices and that you don't have to live other people's lives for them. You can live your own and you can establish your boundaries and you can thrive in life, right? Because trying to live other people's lives for them is, it doesn't work out very well for you. Unfortunately, right? I mean, I wish I could control everybody. It would be so great. I'd be like this little puppeteer. But that takes away our free will, right? And we get free will. God gave us free will. So use it, okay? Realize that you have it. Realize that you can make decisions that will make you feel better, that are healthier for you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So just step into your power and say, okay, what's best for me, right? Not what's best for everybody else. Okay. Really stand in your energy and figure out what's best for you. Okay. Because this mental anguish is hurting your health on all levels, all levels. It's running your adrenals. So you have a lot of anxiety going on. Ooh, and that just does nothing good for your health, right? It feeds pathogens. It hurts the heart. It hurts the liver. Hurts the brain, scorches, like it's a steroid, right? Like scorches things. So I would really like for this person feels female, for this person to realize they have choices. They have choices, but it's, this energy is coming through so strong. And I hope they can tap into themselves and give themselves what they need. Okay. All right, so let's go. And I'm going to run some light to help you release some of that. But it is visceral. Like it is ingrained in your blood, in your body, passed down from generation to generation. So it's not just a quick 13-minute episode, right? Like you'll have to do repeated work on this. I might sneeze. Hold on. Excuse me. Okay. All right, so let's run some light. You know, I'm feeling somebody's energy and it just feels sparkly, like a sparkly snow globe. But then underneath it, it's like there's frustration there. There's also disempowerment there, but there's discouragement there. And it's kind of like you want everybody to think that you're sparkly and that you're good and that you're wonderful. Well, you are. Like that's your heart, right? But it's okay to be authentic, right? It's okay to not be 100% all the time. All right. You've seen me on here where I'm just like, it's a bad day. So I'm going to run some light and that light cheers me up. Right. So I always want to run light because it makes me feel good. But you know, like, yeah, there are days and I think I've been on here once where I'm just like, it's a hard day. It's a hard day, but we get through those. Right. And you know, you have people around you who will support you. So if you aren't feeling 100%, I feel like you have people around you who would support you in that. And if anything, just to vent it out, right? Just to vent it out. So you're not keeping it inside. There's a woman I know, her name is Eileen Crispell, and her daughter once said, trying to hold in emotions is like holding a beach ball underwater. Like how hard is that, right? It's so difficult to do that. And it keeps popping up, right? So those emotions will keep popping up until you get rid of that ball. So, but you have support around you. You have a couple, it feels like it, at least two female friends, one in particular, brown hair. The other one feels like gray hair, but she's a little stand like a second person to go to, but she feels trustworthy. Also, she feels like she might also have some discouragement going on in her life, but I think she would be okay to like vent to and to work things out with. Okay. And I think it might actually help her as well to kind of get out of the rut that she feels that she's in. Ooh, so look at you. You could be healing yourself and helping somebody else. How wonderful is that? But the woman with the darker hair, she feels like to go to first. She feels like she would bring joy, some laughter, some giddiness, which would also help you, right? Okay. So I'm seeing like a Hallmark Christmas movie downtown area, which is interesting. Like I want to say a snow globe, but you like inside a snow globe into like this Hallmark movie set. And I have no idea. So maybe that's a message for somebody. But there's like red, like a young girl with red tights walking down the sidewalk. It's just dressed for, you know, it's decorated for Christmas. There's some snow, it's cold. Yeah. So if anybody needed some kind of confirmation, there you go for that. That is what's coming through. Seriously, like this Hallmark Christmas. Rockwell Christmas. I can't remember his first name. Right? I want to say Roman Rockwell, but I don't think that's it. Anyway, such beautiful scenes, right? Beautiful scenes. All right. I still have that image of the little girl in the red tights. She has a red sweater with a heart. So maybe it's Valentine's Day. She has a red heart. She has a red sweater with a white heart, but it's not filled in. It's just kind of like rose petals or like white flower petals making a heart. And then she has a white and red checkered skirt on. And it's just kind of flighty. She's just having fun outside. Okay. Oh, I have 2 minutes. Wow, this one's fast tonight, huh? So I'm just going to pour as much light in as I can for everybody. Oh. And if there's anything specific you want to address, please set the intentions for the light to address those for you, okay? I feel like somebody's having a hard time sleeping, or they might fall asleep, but then they can't get back to sleep. A lot of times that has to do with glycogen storage in the liver, because the liver processes at night, especially between the hours of 3 and 5. So if you're waking up between 3 and 5, it could be the liver needing more glycogen storage, which is glucose, right? Glucose can fill up that glycogen storage. So think about like a banana at night, some mango, some cherries. 60 seconds left, everybody. Well, I'm thinking of all these yummy fruits. I love fruit, so, But those will help you sleep, or they should help you sleep. That's what they say they do. Okay, again. I have my hand up. Oh, somebody just lowered my hand. I don't know how I had my hand up, but that was so funny. All right, everybody. I wish you a wonderful week. Probably about less than 30 seconds left. So I hope you take this light and help yourself with it. Use it, like take it with you and use it throughout the week, okay? Just like if you stub your toe, call in that light and say, please remove the pain, okay? It should help you with that. Have a great week, and I will see you next Thursday, everybody. Bye-bye.